Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
John Sally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Rafael Devers. Going to play tonight. That's the hope. Going to meet the media at 2:30 today. We'll have him live. During the Willard and Dibb show, and he's going to, I was going to say he's going to play, but I don't know where.
Yeah, well, he'll be in, we know he's hitting, but it's kind of funny, Stoney. He's been a cornerstone for the Red Sox at the hot corner, and it's just kind of funny. This year he hadn't played any infield, but how big of a transition is that? You go from, you know, going out in the field, hitting, and now you just hit, you know? And it looks like that could be his role here.
I think you know that's to be determined. Here's the Zach Minazian on whether or not they've spoken to Devers.
We're going to end up talking to him when he's in town. So we haven't had that conversation with him yet. But we'll have it, and look, you know, by all accounts, and even in Buster's conversations with Craig, he's a winner. You know, he wants to help us win. There's been some things since the trade that have gotten back to us, you know, really positive about how he feels about coming here. So we'll have that conversation with him, and go from there.
All right. So it's all been, secondhand so far in terms of, the perception of how Devers feels. Any concern that you have about that, Goo?
No, they were 3 hours away from that presser. I got to believe they've had the conversation, and, you know, I keep going here, but the parallels are just scary. But I got to believe he's happy just to be out of Boston. So somehow, Stoney, they were to finesse him, or he wanted to go over to first base. You think of Dominic Smith and Flores, you know, what that would mean for them. But I don't think that's on the marquee. I would like to see him in the field, but the bottom line is I got to believe he's so happy just to get out of Boston that he'd be okay just DHing. And I'm sure that'll be one of the questions. I'm sure they're taking questions at the presser.
Jonathan Papelbon, 6-time All-Star, World Series champion. He works for Nesson in Boston. Mm-hmm. He was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And I guess we got to get to some of this. But he was asked what kind of teammate Rafael Devers was. Take a listen, Goo.
I do. He wasn't willing to conform to what the Red Sox needed. And when you're the highest paid player and your company or your team needs something, I think it's up to that person that they have to do what's best for the team. Am I in that clubhouse? No, I'm not. Do I hear little riffs and stuff about what's going on? Yeah, here and there. But I do know for 110% fact that John Henry was not happy with Rafael Devers. And John Henry solely made this decision.
And that's the owner of the Red Sox.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I know you're laughing at me. We'd have to have a sit down before, you know, I would take back what the Red Sox did. To say night-night to him. And I just feel like, again, we're not in Boston, but Stoney, if there was even 1% that I could lose your services by me making a transaction and bringing somebody to the team, I would go talk to you not kiss your butt, but I would talk to you so we would never get to the juncture to where you got to go. And whatever the Red Sox do, hey, they do, but you can't tell me it's going to be easier without Devers.
I mean, on paper, it wouldn't seem to be the case. I mean, that's the thing you kind of never know about. I mean, you'd expect the Red Sox to falter a little bit. You'd expect the Giants to ascend. And that's obviously what Buster Posey's counting on. So we just got to let it play out and see if that's the case. This is more. Jonathan Papelbon, again, he works for Nesson in Boston. And this is about Devers and the media. And, you know, that's one thing we haven't even talked about at all, the media in Boston versus the media here in San Francisco. But here's what Papelbon said about Devers with the media.
Rafael Devers does not do media. He does not talk to the media. He does not make himself available. He does not do team functions. And he had became a cancer in the clubhouse of the Red Sox way. And so John Henry stepped in and said, I don't want this type of player in my clubhouse, and I'm willing to get whoever it takes to get in here, even if it's a bunch of minor league prospects none of us have never heard of, just to get rid of the $250-plus million he's owed.
Man, my man used the C word. Who the hell? I mean, Jordan went to team functions, right? Like, damn, Stoddy. And I get he's got the interpreter, so – the media availability is not there on a nightly basis, so we kind of miss out on that. Or, you know, the interpreter will be there and we can get his thoughts. But to say you're not, if that's true, I don't do functions, team functions. Like,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wouldn't have fun playing with that guy because I get mad at guys that won't go with us to the cafeteria.
I mean, to me.
Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, let's do it one more time and I'll tell you who I thought okay. of.
Rafael Devers does not do media. He does not talk to the media. He does not make himself available. He does not do team functions. And he had became a cancer in the clubhouse of the Red Sox way. And so John Henry stepped in and said, I don't want this type of player in my clubhouse, and I'm willing to get whoever it takes to get in here, even if it's a bunch of minor league prospects none of us have never heard of, just to get rid of the $250-plus million he's owed.
I'm starting to get it.
Wow, man.
I'm starting to get why Evan texted a few nights ago, the Giants have just acquired Jimmy Butler. He does sound a little bit like Jimmy Butler. It sounds to me like he marches a little bit to his own drummer, if you will. I'm far less concerned about Devers here than in Boston. It seemed like it had gotten personal there,
yeah, right?
Kind of like with Jimmy Butler in Miami. But the other thing is, unless I'm, you know, completely out of it, I mean, this is a relatively new development with Devers. I mean, he's been playing Major League Baseball for a while, and it seems like, you know, something clearly happened in Boston, and they acted sooner rather than later because they just were not crazy about what I just can't put it any other way. It doesn't seem like he wanted to be a Red Sox anymore.
Yeah. And I'm being honest with you all, Steiny, I'm thinking he thought he was untouchable. And I kind of understand that with what he's meant and what he's accomplished in a Boston Red Sox uniform. So there's no doubt it goes back to his ego and them telling him, your position is gone. We've given it away to somebody coming in. And with just hearing that soundbite, I mean, man, but that's the bottom line. That's what sent him over the top in regard to, you know what, I'm out. I'm not vested in this team anymore.
Yeah, this is Moore, Jonathan Papelbon, who joined Willard and Dibbs. He works for Nesson, World Series champion, former closer for the Red Sox, six-time All-Star.
This decision was not made by Alex Cora. This decision was not made by Craig Breslow. This decision was made by the man who cuts and writes his checks, John Henry. John Henry flew into Boston about a month ago to have a sit-down, very serious conversation with Rafael Devers and asked him to do what the team needed, in order to make the team better. He said no to that, and now John Henry has made the decision that he doesn't want that in his clubhouse. He wants a certain type of player that plays the Red Sox way, and it doesn't matter how much money you are or how good you are. He did the same thing with Manny Ramirez. He got rid of him as well.
All right, Jonathan Papelbon.
Yeah. Man. And I think that's about, like I said, Stoney, what's the what word am I looking for? Words? Fresh start. It's a fresh start, and I feel like Devers doesn't feel like the Giants stabbed him in the back, and obviously I feel like that's what he feels like the Red Sox did to him. And then we got former general manager Jim Bowden joining us at 12:15.
Yeah, Jim Bowden joining us at 12:15, former Major League Baseball general manager for 16 years, also an executive of the year, works for CBS Sports now, The Athletic in the past. Jim Bowden joining us at 12:15. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast. Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in just 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.